live audio. This is the Podcast Weekly. Merry Christmas, December 24. I'm tired. My voice is groggy. I'm not sick. I am tired, but we just got weather doing its weather thing over here in Asia. You know what? You might have noticed this. Here, check. I'm wearing my my cold stocking hat today because I'm just the cold is irritating my nose and stuff. No, I'm not sick. I sound like it, but I just got a croggy voice. I got some new earrings in case you care. Can you hear them in the microphone? You know that could be an ASMR thing. Like, does it show up in the? Dude, that could be. I could do like ASMR or whatever it's called, the MS or the sound thing. I could do that like just earrings. Well, you know, the problem is if I put ASMR stuff on my YouTube channel, people would unsubscribe from me only because the format's not what they expect. This is the thing. This is the sad fact I've discovered about YouTube. Format is king. It's not about content. Content gets initial subscribers, but format keeps them. Now watch, someone's going to write that down. No, I've already said it. Okay, so this is my announcement podcast where I talk about what I've been up to in the week. Still on Christmas, it's going to be there. I mean, it's a podcast. You will download it, you know, when at your convenience, but it's still going to be there on Christmas. Because I'm going to record it today, the Taiwan special. I'm going to talk on the Taiwan special. I'm going to talk about immigration in Taiwan a little bit. Of course, it'll be an interesting take. It won't be the boring rigmarole about immigration. I'm also going to talk about Trump in Syria and what I think about that, because I have an opinion, of course, because, I mean, I've been in Taiwan 10 years, so I have something to say about that. Thank you, Zach. And I've... there was one other thing that I was going to talk about. Should I talk about Huawei? The arrest. We'll see. Maybe I'll talk about Huawei and the arrest. I know, you know, China's been doing a lot. Well, you know, you got to go to the Times and watch the Symphony blog. So it is Christmas. This is what I've done this week. And again, you know, I live a productive life. Sunday is the first work day of the week. So I've been working on this coding project, working on this software that I've got, and I got a lot of progress done with that. No one would ever notice a difference what I've done, but it just takes a long time to get stuff done. And I keep plugging away at stuff. That's just who I am, how I work. I keep plugging away. I was looking back through my stuff, and I see that earlier this week, I actually finished a major video compilation demonstrating Nextcloud apps. Yeah, really, really exhausting. I kind of want to complain about the video editing software that I was using. Because I had to re-edit the thing like 20 times because it wasn't saving. So I literally made this video like 20 times. And then I finally said, you know what? This has got to be good enough. So anyhow, so I did some stuff that demonstrated Nextcloud apps. I don't know if you know what Nextcloud is. It's like server in the cloud. It gives you calendar contacts, your own tasks. You know, Wunderlist, everyone talks about how wonderful Wunderlist is. Get Nextcloud, man. Get Nextcloud. Do your own host. I do my own hosting. You'd have to contact me. I'm not open for general business to the public, but I suppose if you've heard about this, if you're one of the, if you're one of my loyal subscribers that I absolutely dearly love, I don't know. The thing is, no, it's $20 a month for hosting is what I do. And you'd have to tie it to a business model. But with that, see my idea was if you're going to do web hosting, one, you don't want to do that shared hosting thing GoDaddy had. I was using GoDaddy a while back, and DigitalOcean ran their advertisements. And I said, what's a VPS? And so I looked it up, and I'm like, okay, Linode's also got them. And so I perused around, and I said, what is a VPS? So I spun up a VPS, and I figured stuff out, and I'm like, you know, this totally makes sense. I mean, using my own VPS, virtual private server, it cost me less money, and I got better web response time than using normal web hosting that I was getting with, say, GoDaddy. Well, all right. Now, GoDaddy can offer a lot of great services for a lot of people. I have a thing. I've got an angle that I'm on. So I started using this, and I'm like, you know, GoDaddy offers this unlimited hosting thing, or, you know, oh, but you can't use it to store files, or, you know, they don't want you to run your own email server, like I jokingly call it a Hillary Mail server. Someone told me that I should try to trademark the name Hillary Mail, but I didn't want to get sued by the Clinton the Clinton Foundation. So, if Hillary wants to take Hillary Mail and market it herself, you know, I could do a cooperation thing. Like, Hillary could go find all those Democrats, all those Democrat Bernie voters or whatever that support Democrats, and like they could market my email servers under her name. Oh wait, that's right. Democrat voters don't have much money. Okay, never mind. I don't know if they're welcome. If they find voters that have money, they're welcome to call me. I mean, usually it's their superdelegates that have the money. Okay, so I'm yes, that was for free. That was a coming. I hope you saw that coming. If you're a Bernieist, I love you. Okay, so I just looked at this. I said, let's just put email and website and cloud and all this stuff on the same server. It's the same space. Here's your space. I'm paying for it. I use what I want. If I wanted to fill it up with email, it's fine. If I want to fill it up with files, it's fine. If I want to pull up with websites, that's fine. If I wanted to store my podcast subscriptions here, you can actually use my servers to create something that will automatically subscribe to your podcast. And then you can stream them to your playing device from your server. Like, I've got amazing stuff that I put together. It's the greatest. It's the best. It's the best there is. Anyhow, I keep working on that. And I've, you know, what I've got going, I really think this thing could be one of those companies that, like, Microsoft tries to buy for $1 billion. Like, once I get this thing finished and going, it could end up as that. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. Excuse me. So I did a lot of work on that this week. And needless to say, I'm pretty tired. This voicing that I have is me being tired and having the air being what it is. You know, again, in my life, I keep going and I keep learning. You know, teachers in school, I was in high school, you know, junior high school, college, the teacher said never stop learning. And I took it seriously and I never stopped. I just never stopped. And I hope that you don't just live a normal life, quote unquote, normal life with an 8-to-5. You need to have a profitable hobby, a profit potential hobby. You go home and you have something that you're doing that if you keep doing it, you will make money at it. And you need to be learning something in that process. And, you know, keep it up. I don't know if there's anything else in particular that happened this week. I want to think George was there. Were there any... Okay, none that you can think. Well, then I guess we're done for today. And Merry Christmas. Spend time with family. Make sure you call all your family members. You know what? Call one or two random family members you don't ever talk to on the phone. Just call them to talk to them. Say hi. What a thing, huh? What a thing. Merry Christmas.